Audio boo. Today is just one of those days. It's just unbelievably bad. First of all, we come to Centimillion. We stand in the rain to wait for a taxi and we get utterly drenched. Then the taxi comes, it brings us to Centimillion and it rains and we get even more drenched than drenched. Could possibly imagine it being more drenched than drenched. And in the process, I seem to have broken my earphones, which the microphone on which appears no longer to work. So I'm now recording this holding the iPhone, and which is a bit of a pain because it means I can't do walking, talking sort of recordings. Not very easily anyway. Now to make matters worse, I'm in a cave with a cat. And I have to say, this is bad. This is seriously bad. I mean, it's like the elephant and mice. I cannot cope with cats. Shut up. Both of you. But it meowed and you laughed. And Mark, do you want to do an impression of the last time it touched me?
How many did that? Your response.
Yeah.
Your response was something, I'm not sure I can get up that high. yes. It was something like that, but a lot louder. The cat's trying it.
Sort of,
yeah, that's it.
But you know, picture this, everybody. I'm in a cave. I can't see this blessed cat. And every now and again, it comes and snuggles up to my leg. And I really don't like cats. They're horrible. They've got teeth, and they've got tails, and claws.
Yes. Horrible
things. So speaks the person who has a big German shepherd.
Indeed. He's a lot smaller than a man.
Is he? I don't like this. I'm not enjoying this experience much at all.
Oh, for God's sake, cat. Go one way or another. Yeah, fine, good.
Which way did it go?
Away from us.
Good. Good riddance.
I don't think it's going to work.
Do you not?
Well, he seems like nothing up against you.
I wish it wouldn't.
Okay, so are we done?
Oh, are we done yet?
Pretty much.
Can we go?
Pretty much more pots.
More pots. See, it wouldn't be so bad if we were going through this ordeal in order to actually see something interesting.
You see, if it's a...
But it's potty.
The mystery of shapes. I found a million...
I'm guarding myself from this cat. Where's the cat, Mark?
Underground museum.
Yeah, where's the cat?
Ancient... popular pottery.
Mark, please, come on. Where's the cat?
The cat is... I don't know where the cat's gone.
Oh, great. Just great.
Where
was he? Shut up, you! I'm going to get you.
I don't know where the cat's gone.
Ah. Oh, I heard it. Oh, goodness, it's meowing again.
I'm trying to talk to you about a mystery.
I don't care about it. I don't really care about this cat. It's a good job Simon's not here. He'd be stroking it.
The cat's not around here at the moment. It's fine. Oh, if that comes back, I will tell you.
How are you going to tell me? Because you're reading something on the wall. Have you got eyes in the back of your head?
No, but I know because you'll jump about 50 feet in the air.
I don't want to jump 50 feet in the air. It's horrible.
I'm talking about the mystery of shapes.
Don't shush me.
Glass collected in cast iron and earthenware pottery from the medieval quarries of La Madeleine.
Can we go now?
The strange beauty of the place. No. Probably comes from the contrast between the vigorous simplicity of the stone walls cut by the quarrymen of the Middle Ages and the magic of the softly coloured lighting washing.
Oh, I'm sure it's lovely. I really am. I'm sure
it's... It would be humble domestic... It was in my book. Humble domestic objects. Setting their shapes and mystery. The functional aspect and design of the shapes are explained.
My legs feel weak.
Okay, well, go on.
Do you think I could go down to the entrance and wait for you there?
I don't know. I think... This is the last pot-type room, I think.
What's after that?
I don't know. More pots?
How come the cat noise comes from both in front of us and behind us? This is what I don't understand.
Because it's an echoey cave.
Because it's a what?
It's an echoey cave.
Great.
It's not in here. Probably going getting its mates.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's really not in here. You're in no danger of a cat. And this cat is about the size of my hand.
Yes, but it's got big claws.
It's not got big claws. It's got very, very small claws.
And it rubs up again. I'm sure it comes up to my knee.
It comes up to my ankle, Brad.
Oh, well, that's awful. It might bite it. It's bad. What was that?
Me banging me on.
It wasn't a cat.
No.
Oh, okay.
How big do you think this cat is?
It's like a tiger. I had this dream the other day that I had a guide tiger and I think it was a premonition.
Right. Well, I'm not sure. This cat be very good.
In guiding.
As a guide cat, because he's now run off and I have no idea where he is.
Thank goodness for that. My heart is going 10 to the dozen.
There are other people in here.
Yeah, and your point is what?
You don't want to make a fool of yourself.
Make a fool of myself? I would rather not be eaten by a cat.
Mate, if he was going to eat you, it was going to take 10 years. At least. Which might be possible, because it doesn't seem anybody ever comes down here.
For good reason, it's full of pots.
But I was reading about the mystery of shapes, and you were talking about cats.
I'm worried about the mystery of cats.
Right, okay. Come on, then.
The cavity, the mystery cat. Da, da,
da, da, da, da. I don't know about you, but I think that was 5 years excellently spent.
5 years excellently spent. Is this the end?
Yeah, there's a few bits we haven't been through down there.
I think I can live without, to be honest.
Well, we want to see the frescoes.
The frescoes? I'm not going to see the frescoes. It's dark.
Well, I know you're not going to see.
I've so far not seen. I've been wandering around in a dark cave, listening to you telling me that there are lots of pots, and being scared out of my mind that some cat is going to come and eat me.
But if I try and tell you more about pots, you just say, "Where's the cat?"
Wouldn't you?
No! It's a tiny wee little cat.
It's a cat, though. They're evil.
They're not evil. Rain is evil. We've sat
there. Yeah, rain is evil, too. Rain and cats.
Mostly that.
I'm not so sure.
Where do we miss?
We don't need to go where we missed. Which way's out? I want out. I want dinner. I'm starving. I might have to eat you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the cat.
That'll take you 10 years.
Maybe I'll eat the cat. Do you think eating cats is frowned upon?
I don't think they encourage it.
No.
Not unless they've got some nice sauce.
Oh, nice sauce, yes. Foie gras sauce. Cat. Maybe. Could you create foie gras from cat?
The exposition suite. Yeah.
What are we exposing?
More pots. This is the underground pot
room. This reminds me of going around the Hofburg Palace in Vienna, which is full of cutlery.
Right.
You could combine these two places quite nicely.
The kind of dinner service.
Yeah, the dinner service.
Beautiful. Yes, beautiful. It might be a very nice pot. Do you want to read any?
No, not really.
You're not fun.
I'm no fun. It seems to be giving you plenty of humour.
No fun. Well, Where's the,
I have shivers running down my legs.
Right, okay, we'll go.
It could be a heart attack.
It's going to be water. You have water running down your leg. Oh, you got shivers running.
How would I know if it's a heart attack?
I think the main, I think the usual protocol is for you to collapse in a corner.
Oh, but then the cat might come and eat me.
Well, you have to not have a heart attack, yeah.
All right, then. I have to not have a heart attack. Oh, it's very drippy in here.
It's a cave. It's an impressive cave.
Is it?
It is. I think they're just coming out of the thing by the quarry room.
You what?
Santorini was a big quarry place.
Oh, right, before they got into wine.
Well, possibly, or at the same time. They basically built Bordeaux as a stone mine.
Oh, I see.
Quarry around here.
Okay, good. I've lost my sense of direction. I couldn't get out even if I wanted to.
Fun.
It's not fun. It's horrible.
It's fun. It's a drawing.
Drawings.
What are they drawing of?
It just gets better. I go from one thing I can't see to something else I can't.
Oh, yeah. This is, looks like a tube. I realise this. I'm sorry. It's a tube door. Or it appears to be a troubadour talking to his love. He looks like a bit of an arrogant tosser, actually, but you know. He's got long, flowing hair, and he appears to have nothing on underneath his flowing cloak, which is dangerous.
With a cat loose.
I don't think he's loose there at that point.
Do you not think so? There's nothing but cats everywhere.
This is.
I heard a meow.
Guillaume. I can look in my book.
This has got a lot of similarities to the cemetery, you know. Fine. Come back, Père Lachaise. All is forgiven.
Is it dry?
I would happily. Yeah, actually.
There's going to be a picture of people being burnt at a stake, isn't
it? Oh, great. That's good. Sounds much more fun. Is there a cat?
Oh, there's a devil.
The devil?
Hang on. Something about the Pope and the devil? Is the Pope the devil?
I think that may be blasphemous. No, it can't be blasphemous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever. Ending this boo here. You'll be hearing about it though if the cat reappears. There will be trouble.
Right, so that was Virgin.